This is Twit.
Elon Musk's tweets have everyone in a tizzy today. The Tesla CEO says he got, quote, verbal approval for his underground Hyperloop from New York to Philadelphia to Baltimore and D.C. in 29 minutes. I guess it's from New York to D.C. in 29 minutes. The tweet was met with skepticism about what exactly verbal approval meant. Ben Sarle, deputy press secretary for the New York mayor's office, told Business Insider that no one in City Hall or any of our city agencies had heard from Musk or any representative from Musk's Boring Company. And that, of course, I'll remind you, it's called The Boring Company. I'm not making any judgments about whether it's exciting or not exciting company. Later, Musk followed up with, still a lot of work needed to receive formal approval, but am optimistic that it will occur rapidly. And then he said, if you want this to happen fast, please let your local and federal elected representatives know. No makes a big difference if they hear from you. So as much as my 19-year-old Baltimore living self would have loved to ride the Hyperloop, I do not see us riding around in tubes at, 500 miles per hour anytime soon. This is your neck of the woods, though. What do you think?
As many times we talk about this man talking about going to Mars, he's just making up stuff. This is another thing that he's making up because his voice drives things. I mean, when he just tweaks his stuff, his stock jumps through the roof. He's a marketing genius, if nothing else. Obviously, he's a regular genius. But this Hyperloop isn't going to happen. So first of all, just forget about me going from Philly to D.C. I'm not trying to turn into a piece of jelly. They haven't even sent fruit through a tube yet. And anything you send that tube has got to be some kind of crate cart product at that speed. So until they figure out how to keep my brain from turning into spaghetti, I don't care about this stuff. They haven't proven anything to me. It doesn't matter anything to me. And yes, it's boring. It's boring. It's boring. Elon just be just saying stuff, and it drives me crazy. I mean, because half the stuff he does comes true. So that makes you want to believe the other stuff. But this is not happening. Yeah, you want to send some furniture, some freight on the loop and get it across the country super cheap and drive down market price? Cool. People? Okay. 2060, 2080, he'll be dead by the time people are riding around in a Hyperloop. We can't even get high-speed trains. I go around the whole world. Everybody else getting on trains, going 100 miles. We can't even get high-speed trains. But he going to come bring me Hyperloop underneath the city in the rural area in the Northeast. Stop it.
But wouldn't you like to live in New York and just go to D.C. and tell the U.S. government what you think, in 30 minutes, and then turn around and go back?
Sure, I would. Who wouldn't want to do that? I'd also like to fly. I'd also like to cough money. I'd also like to sleep for 16 hours a day and have it not affect my whole lifestyle. I'd like unlimited chicken Alfredo. There are a lot of things that I would like, but they're just not going to happen. And this is one of those things.
Okay. Well, okay. So not that this means that it's going to happen any faster, but the Department of Transportation did confirm that they have had conversations with Elon Musk. I'm not saying that means it's going to happen, but he wasn't completely making this up. Someone in the White House said that this might at some point be something that they could do. And, boring the holes is the easy part, right? Like, what you're talking about is much faster, like how to get...
Wait, putting the holes in the ground is easy in the Northeast?
Well, it's easier. It's easier than what you were talking about, not turning into jelly as you're riding in a tube.
Drilling holes, okay, what he's saying in general is not easy. We have infrastructure. We have sewers. We have drains. We have aquifers. We have sinkholes popping up in cities. It's Elon Musk, so people just be taking it so credible. One day he'll do it, and I'll be like, oh, I was wrong, or I'll just die saying, see, I told you. We was never doing nothing in no tubes. Again, we don't even have high-speed trains in America.
I was just saying it's easier. So of all the things that Elon Musk has said, we're going to Mars pretty soon. We're going to be riding around the tubes.
Not doing that.
Self-driving Tesla.
That's going to happen.
Okay. So we're living in a simulation?
Self-driving cars.
Are we living in a simulation?
No.
Okay. So will robots use us as their pets?
There might be a war about that. See, by the time they go to using us as pets, we'll be dead anyway.
Okay.
The whole thing about going to Mars, I just wish he spent his energy fixing the planet we have that we're screwing up so bad. So, yeah, robots are going to rule the Earth because we won't be able to survive. It'll be robots and cockroaches, be the only things left on this planet the way we destroy it. We're not going to Mars. Repeat, we're not going to Mars. He can land a spaceship. That's really cool. He did that. He can harness the power of the sun. and help us extend our lifetime for maybe 1,000 years if we ever got on board and just did it. But he is not going to Mars, and he is not digging these holes in the ground and sending people in it. Again, maybe cargo, not people.
Well, I'm with Elon Musk. I say dream big. And I'm also with Patterson in the chat room, who says, aim for the stars, even if you hit Cleveland.
Okay, Mars. Do people not understand what Mars is? You know what? It's okay.
I said aim for the stars, not Mars.
Yeah, aim for the stars, Mars. Sounds the same to me. And that's what you mean in your heart. I know what you mean. Don't try to sugarcoat it with the stars. Stars means Mars. Stars, Mars. I get it.